USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The storm that already hit the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, and North Carolina brought hurricane-force winds to far eastern Canada, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, ripping roofs off apartment buildings and toppling a huge construction crane. There were no reported deaths in Canada, although the storm has been blamed for at least 49 elsewhere in its path. Top sustained winds had dropped to 75 miles an hour, just above the threshold of hurricane force. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties, including trade conflicts, and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The former Republican governor of South Carolina is now entering the race for the White House. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Mark Sanford making his announcement on Fox News Sunday, saying he will challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination. He's the third Republican to throw his hat in the ring, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Sanford says he decided to run because, quote, we need to have a conversation on what it means to be Republican, saying, as a Republican Party, we have lost our way. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Coast Guard said rescuers are looking for four crew members who are unaccounted for after a vessel overturned near a Georgia port. The Coast Guard said there were 23 crew members and one pilot on board. All but four crew members have been safely evacuated from the ship, a 656-foot vehicle carrier. The Coast Guard said it was notified by a 911 call at about 2 a.m. of the capsized vessel in the Sound. The case is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Motorists across the country are enjoying lower gasoline prices, influenced by the optimism of the trade war between the U.S. and China will come to an end soon. John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan tells us the price of gasoline is now down 29 cents from last year at this time.
Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Two federal agencies have told California officials that a deal with four automakers to abide by tougher emission standards appear to violate federal law. The Department of Transportation and Environmental Protection Agency said the Clean Air Act and other laws prohibit states from setting motor vehicle fuel economy standards. In July, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW reached a deal with California to abide by standards that are tougher than those preferred by the Trump administration. Pollution standards are closely linked to fuel economy. That move bypassed the Trump administration's plan to freeze emissions and fuel economy standards adopted under the Obama administration at 2021 levels. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.